Attention Cyclone fans in the ag industry, Keene Project Solutions is pioneering the future of industrial agriculture. Engineers and project managers, you can join a team where your passion for ag drives innovative engineering and construction. Keene is also a leader in providing full-service engineering and construction solutions. They specialize in agriculture, commercial, food and beverage, material handling, and the manufacturing sectors. If you'd like to work for this great local company or find out what they have to offer, visit their website. ThinkDifferentThinkKeen.com. That's K-E-E-N, ThinkDifferentThinkKeen.com.
Success in farming is all about precision and efficiency. Ensuring every seed, every drop of water, every nutrient and treatment counts. TerraPlex Ag is helping farmers all over Iowa and the Midwest do just that. With precision ag drone technology and support from TerraPlex, you'll boost your productivity and make timely and informed decisions, all while reducing your costs and increasing your profit. It's time to revolutionize your farming. Harvest the benefits with TerraPlex Ag. Visit TerraPlexAg.com.
Hello, welcome to Sunday, the 21st of April. It is Williams and Bloom here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network and our ever-growing audience on YouTube as well. Before we get into things, I want to thank our presenting sponsor, Mechdyne, enabling discovery. Check them out at mechdyne.com. That is M-E-C-H-D-Y-N-E.com. That's how good of a company they are. I asked their head guy, Chris Clover, to play trivia with us last weekend, and they're on that deal where they take all of their like best employee. I don't know how it works, but like there's like an employee draft or something like that, Bloom, where if you do a good job, they take you on like a vacation. That sounds about right. What, like that's the type of company you're working for if you go and apply at Mechdyne.
We're basically employees. Where was our invite?
Yeah, I mean, come on, we're flying the colors constantly here. Like, yeah, come on,
Clover. Next time, buddy. You know where
we
to find us.
We expect to be on the Mechdyne company trip next year. Right?
Although I say our size house was very respectable last night. I thought the team came together well.
It kind of ruined our Bad News Bears vibe.
Yeah, it did. We did too well.
Like, I don't know what happened, but yeah, we had a solid top 40 finish, and like we're always one of the last place teams.
I think it was Van Winkle.
But we don't try like to load up our team. That's the thing. Like, we just are there to have fun, and it's kind of, so Mechdyne takes their employees on a, you know, like extravagant vacation. I take few of mine to Size House of Trivia.
Yeah, it's the same. Very similar.
Yeah, I mean, similar, yeah. We had a really good time. It was great to meet a lot of our listeners and viewers and subscribers and, in your case, donors. And it was always a fun evening. A lot to get to. So I was at the spring game. Bloom wasn't. I can give you some thoughts. I do think I'm going to probably write something just with more of my analysis so I can go a little bit deeper, because we also have women's basketball portal additions, men's basketball. We think official news will be coming here on some stuff. There's still a lot going on April 21st, but I do want to lead with football and the spring game and thank our friends at A-Plus Lawn and Landscape. They have been sponsoring our spring football coverage for, man, close to probably 10 years since we've been doing this. My buddy Sean Edwards over there at A-Plus is a great dude, and I use them to do all my chemicals in my yards, and that's what I want to encourage you guys to do, too. I don't screw with the chemicals. I just let these guys do it. They show up, and it's just done for me. They give me a bill. I pay it online. It's super easy. I like cutting my yard, Bloom. I like tending to the yard, but I don't know when it's supposed to. Oh, you're supposed to put this down, supposed to put that down. Like, I just let them do it. Sean's a huge Iowa State fan, too. So check them out at aPlusLawn.com, our spring football sponsor here on Cyclone Fanatic.
Have you mowed yet?
Yes. I mowed twice already.
Gee, I'm falling behind.
Have you not? You haven't mowed yet?
I haven't yet. No, portal's been too crazy.
Well, you're supposed to do it before it needs it. That's the key, because you want to wake up the lawn.
My neighbor, who's great, I think he's starting to judge me, though, because he's now mowed like five times.
And his yard is immaculate.
It is. It is. And I'm never going to match it. And I know that. But I also think it's getting to the point where he's like, all right, Bloom, I'm going to do this again to hope you see me and you feel bad. I think it's
you're now the guy that everybody rolls their eyes at. That's you.
Yeah, I mean, of the people in our lineup here, I think I'm the only one who hasn't mowed, and it's starting to become a problem.
It's the eyesore of the neighborhood now.
I don't think the neighbors realize the portal's still open, and I don't know how to advertise.
Portal's open.
It still is open.
Cyclone Nation depends on you.
That's right. Does anybody want to go mow my yard? I'm kidding, I think.
All right, so what I did is I circled guys on a roster that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
During the spring game, and we don't have to go. And here's the deal. I haven't really bounced this off of sources or anything, so I could say something here about a guy, and he may not end up being any good, but this is just like the thing about this deal is, first of all, we need to quit calling it the spring game. It's not a game. Like, just, I get what they're doing because these things used to be a big deal. Like, you would go, and it'd be like a real game. And it would be like one side's playing against the other. And like that's, but it's just not like that anymore. I'm not being critical. Can we just lower the it's just an open practice. Fans can come in. You know, it is what
I think
it wasn't.
I think we need to, it's not a game.
Yeah.
I got a heads up Friday that a lot of the dudes weren't going to be playing, which I was like, fine, well, don't get hurt. But
that didn't bother me at all, because I don't go to the spring game to watch Rocco Beck. Like, I was there to watch Connor Moberly. Like, that was the guy I'm like, and JJ Cole. I'm like, oh, I want to see what these guys got. Like that.
Yep.
And I did. You know, I got all that out of it. I'm just going to go down the roster, okay?
Yeah.
Benny Nagoye's like, he's the freaking truth. This guy is the next great receiver at Iowa State, period.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal. 6'4", 195. I absolutely love him. I need more Benny Nagoye in my life.
Yes, and you're going to get it. The great thing is, I think the next great receiver that nobody's going to know about except for those names is already a senior, and that's Jaden Higgins.
Well, I'm not counting him. I'm already counting him as a great receiver.
But I'm just saying, you're not going to hear his name as much as you should.
Because of Higgins.
Because and Higgins, Benny's going to be great. Super excited for him. I think this Iowa State offense is going to have some weapons, Nagoye included. But Higgins is trending based on spring to a potentially, you know, TJ Tampa might be a first round pick, C-Dub. The thought is Higgins might end up there too.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good he might be next year.
Well, I'm feeling you there, and I would also. Sight unseen, haven't seen him. Just from what I've heard, I would buy my Rocco Beck stock. I'd still buy stock. Like, we're not near the top of the stock price with Rocco Beck. No. We're still buying low. And we're looking around at some of these boys that they can be throwing to. And again, we'll talk about the line. Like, will that come together? How does Mouse do? Call him plays? All that stuff is still real. But
for sure,
there are dudes there. You know, the other one is, and I don't know how big of a threat, you'll know more than me, he'll be in the passing game, but this Gabe Burkle, tight end, 6'5", 260, I'm just going off of, I'm looking at these guys, this is the eye test.
Yep.
That guy's a monster. Is he the next, like, Dylan Sainer type? Is that the vibe you get from him?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, those tight ends are still super young. And then the Alexander kid from Oklahoma got here in the semester, and he's going to be a nice, nice player. Yeah, Burkle, he's going to keep playing. I mean, that's the thing is, Tyler Moore still has potential to be a really good blocker. And you forget, C-Dub, Steve O'Klotz is still Steve O'Klotz.
Yeah.
And he's already doing it. So Ben Bramer's going to get the attention, but you're right. I don't think
Burkle pops
of the world. Yeah, he definitely has gotten bigger. He's a large
monster.
Individual. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
he's really filled out. Yeah.
I saw him running off the field and I was like, holy shit, who's that guy?
Yeah. Yep. That has changed for him from, well, that guy could fill out to, holy cow, who's that guy?
Okay. So we're on the
I like that. I like, let's give Gabe Burkle some love. I'm a big Gabe Burkle guy.
So this is one that I haven't really heard his name much, and I really don't know much about him, but he's a redshirt freshman from Norwalk, Dylan Ransk.
Okay.
Is he a walk-on? This yes. kid, he was really good in this scrimmage. Like, I'm looking at, again, guys, I'm not trying to pull, oh, Ben Bramer looked great. I'm trying to pull dudes who I think could contribute, who maybe fans aren't looking at. This kid, Bloom, looked really good in the scrimmage, 6'3", 185. I'm saying, like, he's got special teams type of potential from what I've seen okay. from that kid. I'm pulling him right now. I knew you would be like, who? What? Nobody's giving
me
him.
Well, I know who he is.
Yeah, nobody's giving me his name.
Going to be honest, C-Dub, no one else has suggested that name to me at any point.
Well, I'm telling you, you better get some collective money because this is a kid who could be on scholarship in a few years.
Right. Okay, I hope so.
We talked about him. We've really hit him in premium, but Dylan Lee, the 6'1", 200-pound freshman running back out of Arizona, is, man, I mean, if you were to say, like, who was the spring scrimmage MVP, well, it was probably a defender because the defense was really good, but he's it. He's the guy who everybody left Trice yesterday talking about.
Yeah, he's going to, I mean, you forget now that Cartavius Norton and Eli Sanders both left. And right. you're really going to forget about it come August and September because Sama and Hansen have been great, by the way. Lee gives you enough. And then when he was healthy, the Eastern Michigan dude was a really nice change of pace. I think Iowa State's numbers there, and Lee's going to play more than satisfactory for sure. And I think the thing about Lee is he's a big dude, and he's only going to get bigger. I mean, at his size, he's not your, he's not your typical freshman, and he walks in the door. So excited for him, and definitely another player that Iowa State will be able to utilize in this offense, C-Dub, is as talented, or it is the most talented since that Brock Purdy, Breece Hall team in 2021. I really do.
I had Zamir Hawk circled as a instant impact guy as a redshirt freshman.
Yep.
And that's not shocking to most people who follow the program closely, but he, I thought, was really strong. I already mentioned Burkle. We mentioned this kid on Wednesday's show. This Cooper Ebel is he's the real deal.
Yep.
He's the real deal. And I'm really interested with the injuries at linebacker. If I had to make out a depth chart right now, how those pieces would all fit together. I think that's kind of interesting. And I would also encourage fans to maybe not stress too much on two deeps right now. Cause with the way that defense, flows guys in and out, like the starters don't matter too much, but I think that the talent level at linebacker is really strong. Not a ton of experience. The other note, so obviously not having TJ Tampa sucks because he's maybe the best corner in the history of the program, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels to me like the secondary is just deeper in terms of experience this year. And all those injuries last year potentially could play into Iowa State's advantage at some point this year, because up and down the board, it's like, well, that guy played. Like, that Jontez Williams, that's my guy. Like all these guys have played now.
Yep.
And I was trying to piece together what my two deep would be today before the show. This is how I prep for the show. And it was really interesting to do it in the secondary, just the amount of guys who have played like real meaningful football for Iowa State that are coming back.
No question. I was looking at that too, actually, today. And you forget a guy like Drew Sergis, who played quite a bit towards the end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's back. Trevon Howard, when healthy, is going to be a really good player. Tashawn James has had a great spring. He's a kid that really popped at times last year, specifically in the Oklahoma State game. He's gotten better. And then, you've got those dudes, and they're still here, by the way, and Jeremiah Cooper and Bo Freeler. and Verdon as well. And then Jamal Patton is going to be a stud. So
yeah.
You're right. They've got numbers there. Now, some of them have been banged up, and you know what you're going to get from those dudes anyway. But, I think if they can figure out that third corner, that fourth corner, definitely needs to – they could use another guy. In fact, I wouldn't be shocked, C-Dub, if you'll see a little bit of movement here in the portal, nothing scary. But I think Iowa State will try and add an experienced corner to get some help there for numbers. Giontez is great. Darian's going to be good. And then you know what you have for Miles Purchase, but you could use somebody else. I think you could use an extra body there at the corner spot.
I didn't know who to put as the fourth. I'm just going into Connor Ferguson put Quentin Taylor Jr. up there on his depth chart. And Connor's been around the coaches and stuff all spring, so I'll take his word for it. You're right. I was looking for that fourth one. But at the secondary spots, it's just like, think about how much better like Patton will be this year. And you mentioned Sergis.
Really,
and then
good.
And even like the Porter-Williams combo opposite of Purchase, it's like, I feel pretty good about that spot. But yeah, how many like real impact corners will be out there that are realistic for Iowa State in the spring?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to guess Iowa State tries to do something there. They just need one more guy with, I would say, is D1 experience, just to be comfortable. And then you hope, somebody comes in as a freshman and pops once they get here in the summer. Like, that's still very possible. Mm-hmm. But you just, in this conference, you're going to need depth there. I mean, look, how many of those corner or those secondary guys got banged up last year? It seemed like it was all of them at some point. Like, you're just going to deal with some attrition in that spot. You could use a couple more. And Hank Poteet said the same thing. So they're looking to bolster that spot. But I agree. I think I feel better about safety numbers than I would do at corner at this point.
Yes, that's absolutely the truth.
The other thing, C-Dub, that Iowa State can do and will do is a lot of those safeties will play that star, which is basically a small linebacker. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of flows, as you said. I mean, some of those guys will play. I mean, Bo Freeler's basically a small linebacker at this point. So I think those positions will be somewhat interchangeable as well.
Where do you have – this was another one that I was questioning. And I have sent some text out to some sources to see if I can clear this up. Where do you have the linebackers fitting in? So I think what, McLaughlin,
yep.
Bacon – and then Ebel, Sadowski, like those are the guys, right?
Yeah, and then,
Love it. I like Love it. He's good on third down. Does that little spy.
He'll play. This Caleb Brezina could be a nice player. He's got some good size to him. And then, you've got those other guys like a Jacob Ellis who played quite a bit. Even a John Klosterman.
In the two deep, yeah.
Even John Klosterman's a walk-on that played quite a bit last year. So I don't know. I think that's another of those positions where it's like, I'm not really sure. I think you've got guys there. Losing Willick hurts just because he had done it. Mm-hmm. You keep waiting on Emming to really come on, and I think he can. But it's just, that's the one position, somewhat for me, like corner. It's like, I like the guys there, but I don't know enough yet.
Yeah.
You could use a surprise like Caleb Bacon was last year to really come on. And now they're talking about Bacon, C-Dub, as a, they think he's, a second day pick. I mean, that in the NFL, like, he was that productive and he has gotten that much better. So when he was, so I guess the point is, he didn't play every down last year. I think Caleb Bacon's going to be in there all the time. And so you're thinking about, think more Mike Rose for him than being just a pass rush specialist like he was last year.
And that's why I would also say, Don't fall for like who's starting and where they exactly slotted at. I just don't think it matters that much in the back end of this defense.
Well, that's where I think Haycock does such a great job that is so underappreciated, is he gets everybody run. They play guys all the time, and that's why you feel so much better about the defense, even though some of these guys aren't technically starters. They've all played big time snaps, and so they're gonna be okay. And you know, new linebackers coach, I think that's a question. I think Coach Kratch has done a nice job, but Haycock's gonna have his handprints all over that defense, of course. So I think the defense will be, I don't really see Iowa State falling off at all defensively.
Good stuff. All right, thank a couple of our sponsors, and then we'll get into the portal weekend for men's and women's basketball. There's a lot going on at Iowa State right now. Thank you to our good buddy Colin Newell. Wasn't long ago we were watching him in the spring game. Colin Newell is the best insurance agent in the great state of Iowa. Don't take our word for it. I bet he's had 100 referrals from Psych 1 Fanatic, people who are saving thousands of dollars annually on their insurance with Farm Bureau Financial Services. The easiest way to do it, Colin Newell, Farm Bureau Financial Services. His stuff will pop right up for you. Click on it, get a hold of him. And for every quote he gives a donation to the We Will Collective. Also, thank our friends at the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. Hey, great time heading into the summer months. If you consider getting that online BA, this is your opportunity to do it. Bloom can tell us all about it, but it's a great opportunity where you don't necessarily even have to step on campus. You can do it at your own pace. Our friends at the Ivy College of Business, an award-winning education. And I actually interviewed an intern the other day from the Ivy College of Business. How do you like that?
There you go. So I got to give them props. So the rankings just came out. Top 50 again. Top 50. That's a big deal, everybody.
Awesome.
Well, you think about Ivy's actually not that old. I mean, it officially became a college, I believe, in 1984, C-Dub. Mm-hmm. And man, the work that Dean Spaulding and crew have done is just unbelievable. Anybody I talk to, any student, what's the one advice I give them? Even if you're studying journalism,
get a business
degree. Take some business classes too, please.
Every aspiring sports writer, that's great. I'm really glad you want to do that. Get a business degree.
Well,
I wish I would have done it. I tell all of them that.
And same with, even if you're out there working right now and let's say you got a whatever degree, it's not too late. You can get that advanced degree pretty quickly at your own pace. That is only going to accelerate your earnings. How do you separate yourself in a crowded market with another advanced degree? And that can only help your cause. It's well worth the investment.
Last but certainly not least, I want to thank our buddy Steve, who threw a tailgate for everybody out in C5 yesterday. They had Ames Lager flowing. It was cold. Like I won't lie, I was an elitist. I got to sit in a suite during the game, and I was nice and toasty in there. It was not my suite. Don't worry, I'm not that type. But I went out there, and the boys, I saw Johnny Walling out there drinking the Ames Lager.
Yeah,
the guys were just sucking it back. The Ames Lager.
Chad was there.
Ames Lager is the only Iowa State beer out there that gives back to the We Well Collective and helps when it comes to things like the transfer portal, which we're about to talk to for men's and women's basketball. Correct, Bloom? Nobody else is giving to you guys, right?
Nobody else. Only NIL beer is Ames Lager. And by the way, kudos to Steve. Steve raised $500 in that parking lot yesterday, which is awesome. And also kudos to...
Does that get us a kicker?
We've got a kicker.
I was just giving shit.
What does $500 get you? It's on the way to a men's basketball player or a women's basketball player. And Iowa State probably got one of each.
Go ahead, and then we'll start with the women because they got a commitment today.
Appreciate the folks at Hilton having Ames Lager for Size House of Trivia as well. I'd love to share that Ames Lager is the only beverage that they ran out of. So well done, everybody.
From what I understand, they ran out pretty early, too.
Yes.
Everybody was
like round
down on it.
Four. So, hey, perhaps we could get that in for actual bath. No, I'm not. Let's not get over our skis.
Let's give it a shot. Wait. Yeah. The only way it'll happen is if people pressure it. So
I don't think it's going to help. I'm for it. Nobody asks me.
I'm not going to make this. I'm not going to get in that fight.
Attention Cyclone fans in the ag industry. Keene Project Solutions is pioneering the future of industrial agriculture. Engineers and project managers, you can join a team where your passion for ag drives innovative engineering and construction. Keene is also a leader in providing full-service engineering and construction solutions. They specialize in agriculture, commercial, food and beverage, material handling, and the manufacturing sectors. If you'd like to work for this great local company or find out what they have to offer, visit their website. website, thinkdifferentthinkkeen.com. That's K-E-E-N, thinkdifferentthinkkeen.com.
Sydney Harris from TCU transfers to Iowa State today. Now, this is a really interesting prospect, Bloom, because she played at Central Michigan 2 years ago, 6'1" forward. She was the Mid-American Conference freshman of the year.
Yeah.
Her freshman season. Transfers to TCU, and if you follow women's basketball in the Big 12, you know that TCU was just a debacle last year. That was the game that Iowa State got
forfeit. They didn't have any players.
Yeah, they didn't have enough players. She averaged 9.4 points, 3.2 rebounds, and she didn't even play in the non-conference because she was injured. 40% three-point shooter. Didn't shoot a ton of them, but nonetheless, she was 32 of 80. So that tells you she can't step back and hit it. I do want to note she averaged 17 points per game as a freshman at Central Michigan. This is a, plug-and-play Jalen Bristow replacement is how I look at it. Right?
Yeah, but with the jump shot. I mean, I think this is...
I'm not saying like she's the same player as Bristow. I'm saying like,
no.
Well, what role does she have? Like that's it. She slips right in there, right?
Yeah, and it's interesting. Is it Bristow or is it more on the Bellinger catch and shoot? But yeah, you're right. She didn't have a lot of attempts. Clearly can make the shot. She's athletic. She's big. She can play the forward. I mean, my goodness, it is what a great find, and has multiple years left as well to grow with Audie and Addie and AJ. People keep forgetting Emily Ryan's back next year as well. So this team is going to be really good. They're not done in the portal yet, but clearly the message is pretty easy to sell right now. It's like, you're going to play with potentially the best young front court in the nation. You can stand on the perimeter, make as many shots as you want, and have a great time doing it in front of 10,000 people. So, man, I'm glad they got it done, and I think they've got a couple other spots open as well, and wouldn't be surprised if they continue to look for shooters, because this would be a fun system to play in right now.
So, yeah, we reported on Wednesday's show the four transfers that the women were in on. Now, you probably know more than me, but I've been doing a little bit of digging, and it sounds like Hare is the other one that right now – Iowa State might be in a decent spot with, and she is the one from Marquette.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know how you keep all the transfers straight. No, but Hare, like, to me, like, I thought when I was going through that she was probably the best all around player Iowa State was on. Like, she just a really, like, just sound like, I mean, it's like you're adding another Addie Brown type, like, where just versatile, can do a ton of different things on the floor. And it, from it sounds of the things, it's down to Iowa State and somebody else. I don't know who, but Iowa State's got a good shot here.
Yeah, and again, the same with both of these players. You know, Hare's from Illinois, so there's some ties here. So was Sydney. Went to TCU, but she's originally from Illinois, so that helps. You're in the same area, and yeah, Hare at 5'9". I mean, she would be your prototypical off-ball guard. So
yeah. So the Addie Brown comp isn't great, but my point is, when I watched a little bit of her tape, even though she's 5'9", she can move around and do different things.
Correct. She is your classic combo guard. Like, mm-hmm. can score it all three levels. Really nice player.
Have an injury, she can run on the point for a little bit if she needs to.
Yep.
She can play off, slide over to the three.
I mean, if Iowa State could line her up along with, you're looking at a top 15 at least team, maybe top 10 next year preseason. So this is fun. This is fun times, everybody. And you know, the cool part, C-Dub, is NIL is having an impact in a positive way on women's basketball too. So the support that people have shown specifically for women's basketball, it clearly helps this time of year. And so we just, FYI, we have a women's basketball golf outing. We're going to do it again in September. There are spots available, and all the funds raised from that, which we raised close to $70,000 last year just from that golf outing, will go straight to women's basketball. So there's a reason why it does help. And to have this core return with the added players. It's going to be another fun winter in Hilton Coliseum.
So let's go to the men. They did have a visitor over the weekend. This is no secret. Joshua Jefferson from St. Mary's. We both feel really good about this. Like, I mean, but I also felt this way about Hadley a couple weeks ago, and then that thing blew up out of nowhere. I think this one is going to end up a really good situation for the good guys, Bloom. But let's talk about his fit a little bit more. Joshua Jefferson is his name. Big kid, 6'8". I don't know. Is there a... What was he like, 10-6? A little bit of a Trey King comp?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know enough about him. I haven't watched him play enough. What would you say?
So here, interesting. And by the way, it's Joshua. Do not call him Josh. Just FYI.
Really? He doesn't like to be called Josh?
Nope. Not a Josh. Joshua. Just Cyclone Nation. Okay. We clear on that?
Joshua.
Joshua. So Joshua, he's actually, he was listed at 6'8", 220. I think he tweeted the other day. He's like, no, that's wrong. I haven't been 220 since I was in high school. He just said he just wrote he's 6'9", 240. So yeah,
well, that's a game changer right there.
Yeah, well, that helps, right? That's an hey, every inch matters.
Yeah.
But no, I think Trey's, that's a good comparison. Interestingly, if you look at his KenPom numbers from this year, he was an elite defensive rebounder, elite, like one of the best in the country in defensive rebound percentage, which is
could have used that in March.
Well, yeah. And so the so one of the comps here for him under his most similar profiles was Melvin Edgem. As a sophomore Melvin Edgem. You know, Melvin eventually then added a 3-point shot. I was like, I really like that. Having watched Joshua a couple of times, he's more than just your traditional big, but he can do it. He can dribble it. He can spot up. Really good passer. But again, his best skill is an elite rebounder and very smart. So I think actually I like the Edgem comparison. If you Melvin was 6'6". Joshua's 6'9", so man, if Iowa State can get him, holy cow, that would be a home run of home runs, because he fits this roster to a T and can do everything that they don't really he can do everything really well, and just adds some really missing pieces that I think this roster could use. So man, if there was a perfect fit, it would be Joshua for this existing team.
And big picture wise, if they land him, and we both think that they will, the offseason has been an overwhelming success, regardless of what happens with scholarship number 13.
Yeah, and I wouldn't expect, FYI, if it is Joshua Jefferson, don't expect Iowa State to be able to go get another. They're not pulling a Kansas here.
They're not going to go and get William Kyle.
Right.
Like, you know, that. I feel like that ship's probably sailed.
I tend to agree. But I think Joshua would be, again, priority one. And then that last spot's like, hey, you can kind of play wait and see mode from there. So, which is good. But no question. To get the big fella early from Charlotte, I mean, I think that's kind of flown under the radar. He was on campus last week. And man, that's a big athletic guy. I think if Nate Heisey had an agent, Chris, he could have, I wonder what he could have made. Like Iowa State got, I mean, thank goodness for good relationships there. I'll just put that. He's going to be really good, everybody. Really good. And then Jefferson is solid. Yeah, this is an A+ for sure. Considering all the things lined up against Iowa State in some of these areas, what Iowa State's been able to do in this offseason, it's been pretty cool. So, man, blown away and appreciative of what Iowa State's been able to accomplish here.
Yeah, it is impressive. I was also thinking, is just like, and I know that he, maybe Jamie saw it coming. God, thank God they made that coaching move when they did. You know, and I'm not trying to like step on Prohm's grave here. That this is not my point, but I just think that Ott and that staff have been this, because I think football's different. Like, football is much more like defend your players, get pieces that fit, and I think Matt and them have done a great job there too. I'm not I'm not trying to do a comp here. I think basketball, there's just so many other, there's so many more sharks and this, like, really bad actors in college basketball. And this portal process to me, and we've been through a lot of portal processes, but not really ones where NIL is such a big deal. This is still like two or three, okay? This seemed to me, it is, but by God, it has not been easy. And those guys would kill me if they heard me say that. And so would you. But it's been very seamless in the sense that they had a plan and they have completely executed it and stuck with it. They have not gotten off of it. They have not flinched. You know, like the Hadley deal, you probably could have, like, I've tried telling fans, like, yeah, we will probably could have met the price, but what does that do to your chemistry and all that stuff? They have been flawless over the last month when it comes to this stuff.
Well, I think so. You hit on something that I hope people appreciate and thank these guys for. I don't think anywhere else in the country is a Power Five school returning its top four scores in this climate.
Good point.
I think about it. The top four guys are all coming back from a point production standpoint. And
but there, my point is, you in the stat, like, you guys were working on that in January. That's my point.
Yeah. We were playing prevent defense. Yeah,
this has been very thought out.
I mean, it's not like we're not doing rocket science here, but there was a plan all along of, hey, let's specifically those four, treat them with as much respect as we can and let them know, hey, you are a pro. Like, it was from the anytime you saw those guys, hey guys, we believe in you, you know, just really. And it, thankfully, the year turned out great. Iowa State gets to the Sweet 16. Clearly, that winning a Big 12 championship was awesome, but all four of those guys, they, you know, if they would have gone on the market, who knows, you know. So it's I'm just very grateful of those four. They all probably could have done whatever they wanted, but they all stuck together. And even when got a little bit goofy there with the Hadley thing, those four never flinched, not once. And it just makes you appreciate what Iowa State has. And I just love TJ's attitude of, you know what, when it comes to NIL, we're never going to be first, but we're going to do the best with what we have. And man, to think that Iowa State literally 2 years to the day since the We Will Collective launched, which is on the 22nd.
Wow.
It's pretty cool how
Iowa
State
fans. Doesn't it feel like 10 years?
Yeah, it does. But Iowa State fans have been able to rally. And what does it mean for the future? I'm not sure. We're always going to need more. Don't get me wrong. Like, we had a meeting on Friday and it's like, what do you think it'll be competitive for next year? And it's like, probably double it, you know. So it's not going to be easy going forward, but at the same time, you just keep on keeping on, and the sky is the limit. I mean, just think about what Iowa State has coming back. I never in my wildest imaginations, even a month ago during the run in March, would I think Iowa State could keep all four of those guys and add four really good players on top of it with what we had. So kudos to all of you for supporting it. And yeah, it's going to be fun. It's been a great offseason.
Yeah, and so I guess looking forward to, like, for me, probably the final topic I have tonight is looking ahead to, like, football goes into a different transition now.
Yep.
So now we're headed into, like, off season. But, like, realistically, and I don't expect you to name names or anything like that because I don't even know if we have them. How many portal additions? Because there'll be a few deflections. We've reported on some on Cyclone Fanatic Premium. Realistically, like, what? Like, one? I would tab it, like, if I had to put an over-under on portal additions for football, at 1.5 in the spring? 2.5? What would you say?
Yeah, I think that's safe. And don't be alarmed, everybody. We're not envisioning any of those people that would make you lose sleep from the casual fan.
Well, a lot of times, though, let me explain to fans, after spring football, guys see where they're at on the depth chart, and they're like, well, this isn't going to work for me. So yeah, then there's another round of attrition.
That's right. You know, I think Iowa State will try and add, you know, a corner spot for sure. You can always use more offensive linemen. And people forget, Jalen Travis is not on campus yet.
Well, I have him penciled in as a starter.
Yeah, I know. Right? He will be. Well, he's going to be. So I know the line thing, the offensive line gets brought up a lot. I mean, Iowa State is bringing in a starter at tackle. and they're going to be able to give a lot more flexibility to the offensive line. But yeah, Chris, I think that number saved two and a half, something like that. And
I'd take the over.
Be strategic about it.
If I put it at 1.5, I'd take the over.
I agree. I think, again, Iowa State can be super smart. Interestingly, could use a little more depth at receiver too. So they've got some high end guys there, but numbers are good at receiver. And actually, a dude from that just left the Iowa football program.
I heard about this.
Is looking at Iowa State right now. So
they think he's pretty good.
Welcome to an offense, potentially.
That kid, it's so funny. He was quoted talking about how much he liked the Tim Lester offense, and then he transferred 4 days later. Hassel's going to kick out of that in our text chain.
The Iowa State offensive coaches, man, I think we got some good ones.
I had a really good time. One of my favorite parts of Saturday was catching up with my guy Jake Waters, who So I was telling him, I was like, "Did you know? I haven't seen Jake's one of those guys, like he's been around a long time, but me and him have just never really crossed paths much."
Sure.
I used to call his games in high school, and I'm assuming you called some of those too.
Oh yeah, him and his brother, right?
Yeah, him and his brother. Matt was his name. So I think he's super impressive. I think Mauser's the real deal. Unfortunately and fortunately, like he's starting his play calling career with one of the highest hype teams probably in Iowa State history, but you'd rather do that than not having any talent, right? Like, so
I did ask him yesterday, and he said you can tell people if you want to. He's like, it's not really a big deal, but he is planning to be up in the booth.
Oh, okay. Good. That's where offensive coordinator should be, in my opinion.
But so I think the Tyler, the running backs coach, man, that's going to be a key strategic pickup, Tyler Real. So Tyler was the offensive coordinator at North Dakota State. So he's got experience doing play call. So Iowa State's got help there. And then we always say it, who was the offensive coordinator the 1 year when Tom Manning left? The head coach,
yeah,
most likely. So Matt will be still involved in some capacity. It's not like Mouse doesn't have the keys to the car, but at the same time, they've got others who have called plays at a high level in that room.
It's fun. It's going to be a fun offseason, man.
We're shaping up. I'm just super optimistic about all these things. And that's not to mention wrestling's just dominating its efforts in the portal right now too. So they're going to be great. So keep on keeping on, everybody.
This is the offseason leading into what I believe will be one of the most anticipated Iowa State seasons just overall. Shorter show tonight. Do want to thank a couple more of our sponsors who I haven't got to fit in here. Our friends over at the Iowa State University Foundation. Check them out at movewhatmatters.com. Be a well-rounded Cyclone. Support our friends at the foundation. And I want to give a shout out to my guy Jeff Kelderman over at Kelderman Manufacturing. I don't know any of the details. He ended up with the Joe Dirt car. If you've seen the movie Joe Dirt, in his possession.
Chris,
him and some buddies came together and bought this car.
I know you're a movie buff. I'm going to guess that is one of the 8 movies you've seen in your
life. I love Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Joe Dirt.
Nobody is shocked.
Great movie. Classic movie. Joe
Kelderman
Dirt.
Has the Joe Dirt car?
Yeah, I guess.
What?
I'm going to be down there in Oskaloosa for his Kyle Petty charity ride event coming up on the 6th of May, I think. In fact, I'm going to actually be hauling my camper back up from... I'm going to be at Kansas Speedway for NASCAR.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to be hauling that thing back up, and I'm just going to stop it at Oskaloosa on the way back.
Can you drive the Joe Dirt car, or is it just like to look at?
I hope so, because I'm planning on driving it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm planning on driving it.
This is going to be a newsy week. Do you know why?
What? More is coming? What?
Travel? Do you have your passport?
Yeah,
your passport?
Why?
Well, I'm just
Ireland. Ireland.
Yes. Jamie Pollard said this on the radio. So it is public information. Iowa State is a finalist to play next fall, so fall of 2025, so August of 2025 in Ireland for the kickoff game.
God.
Think of and everybody, I would say the odds are quite high that Iowa State will be there. And do you know who the opponent's going to be?
Kansas State, right?
Kansas State.
Pretty cool.
And it's K-State's, I mean, it's K-State's home game. So they're, yeah, actually it's not.
I hate taking games off campus, but this is one that you say yes to.
You got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a big deal if you're selected for that.
Would this be the one that's like week zero?
Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be August 23rd, I think.
God, so we gotta have a short off season next year. We gotta get stuff done earlier.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you guys, start saving your money.
This is a great, like, this is a Pollard move.
This is a Pollard classic. Yes, it is.
And it's smart. He knows Iowa State fans love traveling to, like, cool places. It's why he made that UNLV game. It's why they're going to Tulane in New Orleans here in a few years.
Yep.
Like, this is a great Pollard move to give everybody a reason to take a trip like this.
Yeah. All right. So, guys, start saving. I'm not telling you to lock it up, but I would start practicing your Guinness consumption. You know, maybe mix it in with the Ames Lager, though, too.
Let me see what I can do.
Okay.
You issue the challenge?
Cheers, everybody. I will accept. Literally, that's a fun deal. So, Maui in November, which I don't get to go to that, but whatever. Somebody will get to go. And then maybe Dublin in August? Holy cow.
That's good traveling.
Look at us.
All right. He is Brent Bloom. Thank our sponsors, Mechdyne. Of course, we've been in the Wild Rose Casino Studios. And I want to also give a shout out to our friends over at the Mississippi River Distilling, Cody Rowe Bourbon. We are planning our Eastern Iowa jaunt over to LeClaire. We'll have that date hopefully locked down in a week or so. That is the plan. And we're starting to plan all of our road shows and all that good stuff as well. I know we will be in the Okoboji area at some point. There's talk of a massive bash in Grand Junction with my buddy Fauci over there. So we'll see about that. That thing has not been locked in, but we're working on it.
I got a feeler. When's the last time you've been to Dubuque, C-Dub?
I got a bunch of friends who are from Dubuque.
I love Dubuque.
You know, like,
I love Dubuque.
Beaver and Ryan Hillary and all those guys are originally from Dubuque. So
yeah,
a lot of my friends from college live there.
Hey, Dubuque, we might be coming for you. We'll see.
If there is a place, I don't want to do too many of these because I don't want to have my entire summer full of dates, but. Reach out to us. If you want to put together an organized, like, Williams and Bloom live pod, like, but do not reach out to us if it's not organized and if you're not going to be able to
do any. We don't want to do any of the work.
Well,
you're saying?
No, we'll do our share of the work, but don't reach out to me and then be like, well, okay, well, this guy's on vacation and then can we talk in a month? Like, no, the answer will be no. These things are a lot of work, they take real planning. But we're always looking for, like, cool. We had that deal last year, and we ended up in Storm Lake at a golf, and it was awesome.
That was
awesome. We had one of our favorite events we've ever done. So if you and they did a great job out there at Puna Vista to throw that for us. It was great. So yeah, we're this is the time that our ears are open. Is the best way to put it.
Well said.
All
well
right.
Said. Roll
He's
clones.
Brent Bloom. My name is Chris Williams, and we will be back on Wednesday. And cheers. Have a great work week.